Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Hello, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
Scott McKay is away this week. Filling in for him is Associated Press reporter Erica Nadowski. Thanks for joining us, Erica.
Good morning.
We're joined as our guest by the new Speaker of the Rhode Island House of Representatives, Nicholas Mattiello. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our guest, House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello, has vowed to focus the House of Representatives on jobs and the economy. Speaker Mattiello also made a series of changes raising the profile of his supporters on House committees. So do these changes represent a fundamental reset in the political values of the House?
It represents a fundamental reset, not in the values of the House. The values of the House remain the same. It's just a new day in the House, and we're moving forward, and we're going to concentrate on economy and the jobs. All of our fundamental values are exactly the same.
But isn't it true that you are more of a centrist with some conservative leanings than your predecessor, Gordon Fox, and some of the people you've put on committees also indicate a little more of a conservative direction?
I try to be a centrist. I think that's the place that most people should be. I try to look to the left, look to the right, and make my decisions be fact-based.
Well, I'd like to ask you about your promises about the economy. What specifically are you going to do, particularly midway through the session, to do something about bolstering the economy and jobs? And also regulatory reform.
The first thing I'm going to do is be myself. I think my election to the speakership sends a strong message to the business community. I would suggest that the business community today feels much more comfortable than if my competitive team had been elected. So that helps us. They now no longer have to worry as much. They know that they have someone who's going to protect their interest in the speakership. They can worry more about future investments and commitment to hiring people and so forth. So their attention is more directed. In addition, I think we have to look at our tax structure. We have to look at our regulatory system. It's a little overburdening for our businesses, and we have to look for ways to make it better.
Everybody talks about regulatory reform. No one seems to do anything about it. What are you going to do specifically?
Because it's difficult. Regulatory issues are presented at the local level, to which the state doesn't have a lot of control. At the DLT, at different departments. So first I've got to get my arms around it, and then we have to attack that. I would say, I'm going to go back to what I said, the business community knows they have a friend in the speakership, and that helps. I only have 100 days in this session, so we're going to have to be very targeted at what we can get done this session.
Erica Nadowski, what kind of changes are you expecting from this change in leadership at the House?
Well, we'll see what happens. What I would like to ask the speaker is how you personally define leadership and what type of leader does Rhode Island need right now?
Rhode Island needs someone who's going to first and foremost do what is in Rhode Island's interest, what's in the best interest of all the citizens, not some of the citizens, not special interest. I serve because I love our state, I love our communities, and I'm going to be a person of character that does what's right. I'm not going to make decisions based on sound bites. I suspect we'll talk about sound bites in the near future. That's not how I'm going to lead. I'm going to lead on what's best for people. I'm going to do it with the highest character, and I hope that I individually can help, working with others, can help lead the state in the right direction.
The state was taken by surprise last week when state and federal investigators raided the Eastside home and state house office of your predecessor, former House Speaker Gordon Fox. These kind of national headlines certainly seem not to be flattering for Rhode Island. So what do you think should be done to promote a stronger ethical environment at the state house to give people confidence?
We have to have people with good, sound character in important positions. I hope and trust that I am that person in the speakership. I will promise everybody I'll work as hard as I can on behalf of the people. I will work as hard as I can not to let them down, and I'm going to do what I believe is right for the people. Sometimes I could be a little stubborn, and I will be stubborn when I think I need to protect the people's best interest. And people know that about me. There's an enthusiasm out there right now. Most people say you're a decent person, and I'm honored by that. I'm not self-promoting. I'm honored by that. I want to be the guy that sets a different tone. And I'm going to work as hard as I can to set that tone. And it's going to be by example.
Erica, you and I are among the reporters who spent a lot of time following this story over the last week, following the raid on former House Speaker Gordon Fox. What has surprised you or stuck out to you about this story?
The speed with which the political landscape changed in the House is pretty stunning. And we suddenly have, within a matter of a week, a new House Speaker, a new focus, some things that the Speaker has promised to do differently, and we'll see how that plays out.
And how about you, Maureen?
I, too, was surprised by, particularly by the aggressiveness of the raid, so to speak. One wonders where the feds are coming from and how this is going to play out. Because, I mean, breaking in, raiding the Speaker's office, it seems to me, was a very aggressive and unprecedented act. And I wonder how this bodes for what's going to come of this investigation.
What do you say about that, Mr. Speaker?
What I say regarding the investigation is I leave that to the investigators. I say it's a sad day for the state. I wish Gordon Fox well. I try to be gracious to everybody when they're in difficult positions. I just try to be gracious. I don't condone conduct that should not be condoned. I wish everybody well. The transition did occur very quickly. The situation required quick leadership, and this past Tuesday, they needed a speaker at the rostrum, and I did what I thought was best for the people of the state of Rhode Island, and I will continue to do so.
Let's go with a few more questions for our guest, Speaker Nicholas Mattiello. You were a supporter of the legislation that was used to attract 38 studios to Rhode Island. It was touted as a measure to build jobs and help the economy. As we know, it didn't turn out so well. So now I wonder if you would support the people who are calling for an independent probe of 38 studios. Would you support such a thing?
I was supporting loan guarantee programs. The past leadership didn't let as much information out as perhaps I would have liked on that particular issue. So I was supporting loan guarantee programs. And that's one of the reasons that I've committed to opening up the process. I want my leadership team. I want the membership involved. It's not about me. I have to set a direction, but I have to work with everybody else. Regarding all issues around 38 studios, we have a report coming in regarding whether or not we should pay the money back. In terms of what we should do to look at it, what we should do to learn from it, and how we should move forward as in the wake of it, I'm going to look at all those things. But right now, quite frankly, that's not my priority today, tomorrow, or probably next week. I have to pick committee chairs. I have to get my legislation moving. So on behalf of all my colleagues in the House, I have to look at the budget, and I have to do a lot of things that in my opinion, take priority over that. I've got 100 days to get through a budget and to lead so that we can build confidence with the business community, build confidence with our citizens. I wish I had more time. I wish we could do more things. So I'm going to do as much as I can. It's a very important issue. I know it's important to the citizens of the state. I am going to do what I think is in the state's best interest.
Let's go to Maureen.
Your transition and your team is certainly a happy day for the NRA, given the people that you've put in place. One wonders, there was a commission that's looking at the link in terms of mental health records. While one probably isn't optimistic about other things, what about that legislation? Do you think that legislation is worthwhile, and would you support it?
Oh, absolutely. I've always said that we have to look at meaningful things when it comes to looking at gun issues. I am a supporter of the Second Amendment. However, you have to fact and evidence-based, and you have to make decisions that are going to serve the people well. I certainly don't want people with mental health issues that shouldn't have guns to have guns. So, yes, we are going to look at that. We should do that. Absolutely.
So you're saying Rhode Island should submit data to a national database regarding mental health and people who are looking to buy or own guns?
Absolutely. I think that makes sense.
Let's go to Erica.
Mr. Speaker, you've said that you don't believe you represent the status quo, but talk about how you can bring, at the same time, both a change agenda, but also provide the type of stability that the House probably needs right now.
If you look at the House, most of the House is politically in the center. Most of the House wants to move forward with jobs in the economy. So my agenda moving forward in terms of jobs and economy is supported by overwhelmingly by my colleagues in the House. That brings stability. My colleagues in the House are looking at this as an opportunity to move forward in the right direction. They like the direction that I've set for the House. And so I think we're going to be stable. Of course, we've just had a transition. We'll have to deal with all issues as they arise. My House likes the direction that we're going in. My leadership style, my team prevailed because they want the focus that I'm providing for them.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. Erica Nadowski from the AP.
Thanks for having me.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And the Speaker of the House, Nicholas Mattiello.
Thank you. Pleasure.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.